If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's Wendy in for Bob, and it's Steve Burness from the BBB on the air with us right now. Happy New Year, Steve.
Happy New Year, Wendy. How are you? The years go by fast, don't they?
They certainly do. And with a new year, there's a plethora of new scams and spams out there. And what do we need to know to empower ourselves to fight scams in this new year?
Well, as we start the new year, we always want some resolutions, and everybody, besides losing weight, we all want to become scam-free in some way. So we came up with a few resolutions that should help you as a consumer moving into the new year. So one of them is be very careful with emails, especially unsolicited emails from a person or a company who come out of the blue asking for information or saying they're from the government or needing personal information. Never click on those at all or open those attachments because they can be dangerous to your computer, to your laptop, to your phone, and lock it up as well.
All right. Another resolution, I resolved to never send money to strangers. That seems obvious.
It seems obvious, but so many people do. We see so many complaints filed each and every year. So especially somebody asking you to transfer funds, especially using, you know, prepaid cash apps or money or gift cards or something like that, there's usually the tip off to the ripoff, Wendy.
Yeah, we're going to have our drink, our whiskey drink. All right. Another resolution, I resolved to do research before making online payments and purchases. That seems like the right thing to do.
It does seem like the right thing to do, but so many people don't do that, unfortunately. In today's advanced society and internet, we have all the ability to research companies, individuals, and we don't. But the consumers do that after they've been scammed, Wendy, and that's unfortunate. By that time, it's too late. So everybody spends all the time finding out afterward, oh, yes, I've been scammed. Well, if you'd done that in the first place, you wouldn't have been scammed. And, you know, check out the offer with the Better Business Bureau and other sources as well.
I resolved to use my best judgment when sharing my personal information. Again, this seems like we could file this under duh, but...
But unfortunately, people do share their personal information with scammers, which opens the door to identity theft. Never share financial information, birth dates, you know, addresses, social security number, insurance numbers, Medicare, with somebody calling you out of the blue or texting you out of the blue or emailing you out of the blue. Find out why they need the information and make sure it's not a particular scammer or some nefarious way of getting it. So just be careful. Never give it out. It's, you know, hold it on as much as possible. And if you do need to give it out, there's got to be a verifiable reason. And it's not somebody calling you out of the blue or texting you, you know, saying that they need this information within 30 minutes. If they do that, that's the tip off to rip off, Wendy.
Ding, 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 ding. Yep. And the only thing that you should do in 30 minutes is order a pizza, right?
Exactly. We say it all the time, right?
All right. Some other things that I'm kind of guilty of not doing: create strong, unique passwords for each account. Don't share them over accounts, correct?
Correct. Don't share them. Yes. Don't create just one email or one password, rather. You know, like you said, use strong, you know, varied passwords across the multiple accounts and change them. You not just keep one forever. You know, at least every 3 months, you should change your passwords, especially on sensitive matters, and make sure you don't share them with any family members or anybody else because you could be compromised.
Two-factor authentication can also help, and you should participate in that.
Yeah, turn on as much as possible. That really has an extra layer of security. It does, you know, you just explain briefly is basically you log into the system, then they'll send you a text to make sure it's you. You have to put that number in. Yes, an extra layer, but it really greatly reduces the risk of unauthorized access. And if you could turn on all of your accounts, please do that.
The Better Business Bureau has some resolutions for a safe new year, and I resolve to be social media smart. Steve, I want to share this with you. There was a Facebook friend of mine who all of a sudden was advertising, hey, I'm into crypto. I can help you out. Here's my diploma. It was a scam. It wasn't even her. Someone hacked her account and was trying to get more money from people. Isn't that terrible?
It is terrible, and it's happening quite often, Wendy, and it's increasing. Please, if anybody gets you those emails or text or instant message saying this is your friend, they got this great thing for you, they may not be their friend, like you said, when it happened to you. Especially, we're seeing a lot more complaints at the Better Business Bureau regarding investments that somebody can help you or guarantee return. And people seeing the news that, you know, people are making money with cryptocurrency, and it's higher than it's ever been. But unfortunately, the scammers are taking advantage of the situation. So please be very careful. Anybody getting type of information saying it's allegedly from your friend, give them a call and see. And most likely it's not.
I resolve to regularly check my financial statements. You really should, because you'll learn something right away.
Exactly. You want to check as much as possible, especially online. Now you have the ability to do that. And that's usually the first way of finding out you've been a victim of identity theft or not. And see if there's any erroneous charges on there. You know, we're seeing a lot more fake charges on people's accounts. And it looks like some of them are from charities. Scammers are using your number instead of a gas station where they check to see if it's a valid card. They go with charities now. So you don't see that on your account, or they don't pay attention to it. So make sure you check them quite regularly. And a lot of banks have those text alerts. You know, mine are set up. Every bank's different. So if anybody, you know, over $10, I'm notified by text, whether it's a draw or an addition to your account. And that's how usually you can help you take care of stuff quickly.
And we're going to combine the last two. I resolved to educate myself about the latest scams, which you can do at BBB.org. And I resolved to report a scam I see to the BBB scam tracker.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize you can report scams, even if you have not been a victim of it. And it's so important for us to find out about those, to not only issue our warnings, but work with the authorities on putting these companies out of business. So, yes, we need consumers to go to our scam tracker at BBB.org and let us know about the scams happening all across North America. That's where we keep track of them, and we let the authorities know. And call the Better Business Bureau first. And we're also a referral agency, Wendy, as you know. So if you need to find a good business that you can trust, you look for the BBB seal, which is a sign of a better business.
And you're the sign of a great man. Steve Burness, President and CEO of the BBB. Happy New Year, Steve.
Happy New Year, Wendy, and to your listeners as well.